This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump had his first official cabinet meeting this afternoon. Also on his agenda was the signing of an executive order titled A Comprehensive Plan for Reorganizing the Executive Branch. The White House says it's going to make government more efficient, effective, and accountable. Those are their words. It's not the first time a president has done something like this. See also Bill Clinton and Al Gore. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, this plan is more about making good on campaign promises than about budget austerity.
The last time we saw an attempt to shrink the federal workforce this much was during the Clinton administration, when there was a 20% reduction.
That would be about 400,000 people.
Morley Winograd played a key role in this process as a policy director to Vice President Al Gore. One distinction, he says, Clinton's budget didn't seek outright cuts.
We looked for places where we could change the way the government functions and reduce headcount as a result of those changes.
Unlike President Trump, Winograd says the Clinton budget did not target specific agencies. Lindsay Kashgarian is research director at the National Priorities Project.
Another thing to notice is that those cuts were actually pretty short-lived.
Kashgarian says during the 1990s, the federal government benefited from a booming economy and significant drawdowns in defense spending.
But by the time you got to 1998, all of those cuts had actually been restored, and federal non-defense spending was back up to what it had been a few years earlier.
Heritage Foundation economist Steve Moore says cuts of 15% to 20% to some agencies should be doable, just as they were a few years ago under mandatory sequester cuts.
And it turned out that these agencies, when they were forced to, were able to suck in their stomachs and tighten their belts and become more efficient.
However, Moore notes, Trump's budget does not touch the biggest part of government spending, Social Security, and does not reduce the deficit. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.